Salaamun alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the 20th hikmah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, قُرْنَةِ الْحَيْبَةُ بِالْخَيْبَةِ وَالْحَيَاءُ بِالْحِرْمَانِ وَالْفُرْسَةُ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ فَانْتَحِزُوا فُرَسَ الْخَيْرِ. Fear is accompanied by failure and timidity by deprivation. Opportunity passes away like the clouds, therefore make use of good opportunities. In this beautiful saying, Imam alayhi salam mentions three very important concepts that many of us are suffering from, knowingly or unknowingly, and those are fear, timidity, and losing opportunities. The Imam is talking in this hikmah about attributes which prevent people from achieving their goals, whether materialistic or spiritual. Therefore, let us delve deeper into this ocean of wisdom to understand and benefit more from the saying of our Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. In the first part of this hikmah, the Imam alayhi salam says, قُرْنَةُ الْحَيْبَةُ بِالْخَيْبَةِ. Fear is accompanied by failure. We need to understand what is the meaning of the word al-hayba in order to benefit more from this hikmah. Al-hayba generally refers to the attribute of majesty, which causes a sense of fear and awe in the beholder. And it is an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla, where everything bows and surrenders in His presence because of His majesty. However, sometimes the word is used for the fear that is caused by others' majesty, which is the case in this hikmah of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he alayhi salam uses al-hayba to mean fear caused by someone's majesty. And Imam says that this kind of fear will lead to disappointment and failure when it comes to confront that feared person or system. So as you understand the more precise meaning of the word hiba, now we can say that we have to use this kind of majesty and grandeur to cause a kind of fear in some people, especially the hypocrites. And also, we have to shatter some people's majesty and alleviate the fear caused by it. There is this beautiful prayer from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he prays for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and says, Allahumma habli aliyyin al-mawaddata fi sudur al-mu'mineen wal-haybata wal-azamata fi sudur al-munafiqeen. O Allah, place affection towards Ali in the hearts of the believers and fear and greatness in the hearts of the hypocrites. As you can see, this dua teaches us that we have to have friendship and brotherhood towards mu'mineen, but when it comes to munafiqeen, the hypocrites, we need to have an air of majesty and grandeur before them. Some of the narrations tells us how to achieve haybah in other people's eyes. For example, in the Hikmah 224 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam alayhi salam mentions the causes of haybah and he says, بِكَثْرَةِ السَّمْتِ تَكُونُ الْهَيْبَةِ. Excess of silence produces haybah. And he continues saying, justice results in more close friends. Generosity heightens positions. With humility, blessings abound in plenty. By facing hardships, leadership is achieved. By just behavior, the adversary is overpowered. And with forbearance against a fool, there is increase of one's supporters against him. This beautiful hikmah needs to be discussed in order to provide us with a deeper understanding of the wisdom behind each phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But it refers to silence as a source and cause of hiba. Therefore, it tells us to not answer every question or be talkative in the presence of a munafiq, a hypocrite person. Also, in another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَالْحَيْبَةُ مِنَ الْفَقِيرِ مُحَالٌ. Fear caused by majesty from a needy person is impossible. It is clear that when we show ourselves in need of someone or present our weaknesses and needs in front of a person, indeed it is impossible to have majesty in the presence of that person. Therefore, In order to show majesty and make the hypocrite fear us, it is important that we be careful to not reveal our needs and weaknesses in front of the munafiq. Also, by using the popular method of تعرف الأشياء بأزدادها, meaning to understand things by their opposites, we can now derive from these narrations the method to break down someone's undeserved majesty and grandeur. We understood that for having hiba, we need to be quiet and silent, and also not showing our needs and weaknesses. Therefore, if we want to break down someone's majesty and grandeur, we have to make him talk more and also become in need of us or show his needs and weaknesses. Therefore, when we are in the presence of a hypocrite, we should keep asking him many questions and make him talk more and reveal his true nature, and also make him talk about his problems and make him think that he needs us to solve his problems and fulfill his needs. In this way, we will break down his majesty or grandeur. There is also a social aspect to the saying of Imam alayhi salam as much as there is an individual one. Within the individual perspective, one who fears someone due to the superiority or majesty that he sees in him will never be victorious over him and will be defeated and disappointed when it comes to overcoming that person. And in the social aspect, this saying of our Mawla tells us that until the Muslim Ummah or any Muslim community are in fear of the Taghut system due to the greatness that they see in it, they will never be victorious and will always be defeated in all circumstances. This is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh made the Iranians understand, that the kuffar may have more wealth and be more technology advanced, but we have Allah Azza wa Jalla on our side, and that is more than enough to defeat the tyrants and oppressors. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Surah Muhammad verse 11, ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافَرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah is the protector of those who have believed, and because the disbelievers have no protector. There is much more to say about this wise quote of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which we will try to cover in our next session, so stay tuned. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.